Episode 685 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alp at the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big, and welcome. It's Thursday. We're over the hump onto the back end. And today's show is one of those questions that people ask me all the time, and I lay out a case here. Hope you find the show helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. And by the way, I hope you subscribe to my other show, which is called Job Search Radio. Job Search Radio is a 5-day-a-week show. This year, this show is dealing with interviewing. Job Search Radio deals with everything else. So if you're looking for other types of information, Job Search Radio will be your go-to place to get advice about the rest of your job search other than interviewing. Hope you find the show helpful, and let's get going. And I've got one of those questions that someone's asked me. Here we go. Ready? Would it be a bad idea to be upfront about what am I... This is the question. What am I getting paid in a job interview? So they want to know whether they should disclose what their current earnings are. Now, to be clear, you generally have two choices. You don't disclose is the advice many coaches give. And the issue becomes that for many salary levels, your choice becomes disclose, or if you don't, the interview is over. So the advice normally is don't disclose because you get boxed into a number and a range and their expectations are going to be lower of you. On the other hand, like I said, if you don't disclose, often firms say, tell us or else this interview is about to end. So you become stuck. And that power differential that firms can exercise, becomes, heavily weighted on their side. So what I would say is, if you do choose to disclose, as frankly for most of you, I think you should, the response has to be, and now that I've said that, what's the salary range for this position? Now, if they choose not to disclose, then you pause for a second and say, so let me get this right. I've told you what I'm earning, but you're not prepared to tell me what this position is prepared to pay. I understand that there's a range for the role, and I may not be qualified for the top number, but what's the issue with this disclosing what the range is for the job? And just at that point, be quiet. Let them squirm. Because at the end of the day, you've learned something about this firm from their behavior. And that's real important because most individuals make the mistake of not paying attention to signals that employers give. After all, if this person, who's probably an HR individual, is unwilling to disclose, this is suggesting a command and control culture that you may or may not want to be involved with. And frankly, for me personally, I don't like being involved with command and control cultures. It's top-down management where you're expected to execute a task and you're not expected to think or offer ideas. That's not my idea of a particularly attractive environment. Maybe it's yours, but it's not mine. But if they're willing to disclose, you've learned something about them that I think is very human and I think very natural. So you've met them and you're looking for them to meet you. That's fair. Now, at the end of the day, like I said, you may be in a situation where you're not qualified for the range. So just picking numbers arbitrarily, the range may be 135 to 150 plus bonus. So understand they could pay you 135, they could pay you 150, and there's a whole host of numbers in the middle that you might wind up being qualified for. When all is said and done, not disclosing carries risk. Disclosing really doesn't, because firms are going to box you in anyway. So better to make it easy and trade information with them. And like I said, if they don't want to trade, you've learned something really valuable. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman at thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.